This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for April the 14th. Today I do have two Bible verses. The first one is Hebrews 1:10. It says there, "You, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands." End of quote. The second verse is from the book of Psalms 90, verse 2. It says there, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." End of quote. Everything around us is constantly changing. Weather changes. People come and go. World governments and their leaders changes. Our health conditions change over the period of time. In the midst of all such changing and altering circumstances, you see, what you and I need is an unchanging focus, an unchanging attention. Bible gives this unchanging attention in our ever-changing lives. Isaiah 40 verse 28 says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grows weary. His understanding is unsearchable." End of quote. You see, God is everlasting and eternal. He is the creator of the earth. God does not feel tired or gets weary. He does not ever say, "Oh, there was a surprise and I did not know about it." His knowledge and understanding are unsearchable. Bible says, "He knows how many hairs you have on your head. He knows all about you, your spouse, children, and people around you." Our insights reminds us God laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of His hands. Even before the mountains brought forth, or even before God had formed the earth and the world, He is God from everlasting to everlasting. You see, we do have the restraints of time, but God doesn't. Beloved, the Bible says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Jesus you came to know in the pages of the gospel in the Bible is the same in the past, today, and forever. His character does not change. He is the same in love, mercy, compassion, forgiveness if you come to Him for help. The Lord God appeared and said, and it is recorded in Jeremiah 31 verse 3, He said, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness." End of quote. You see, God is God who has everlasting love toward you, and His love toward you is everlasting. God is everlasting in His kindness also toward you. His kindness is unfailing. You see, it is His deepest passion to draw you to Him with His unfailing kindness and love. You see, we know love because God first loved us. 1 John chapter 4 verse 19. When we understand God gave His one and only Son to save us from our destruction and ruin. Moreover, we came to know what love is when we looked at the cross and reflected the truth that Jesus laid down His life for us. 1 John 3:16, 9b. Bible affirms this truth, God is love. 1 John 4:8b. And then we sometimes doubt and puzzle, if God is love, why all these bad things are happening? Listen very carefully to what the Bible says. It is recorded in Hebrews 12, 7 to 11. It says, "Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as His children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? Now if you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate children, not true sons and daughters. Besides, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. If so, how much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? They discipled us, they disciplined us for a little while, as they thought the best." This is regarding our parents. "But God disciplines us for our good, so that we may share in His holiness." No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. End of quote. Beloved, is it too hard? He wants to get to draw you to His unfailing love and kindness through it all. He loves you. Because of His love, He disciplines, as our earthly fathers did to us. It is painful. However, it has the potential to produce a huge harvest of right living and peace if you allow yourself to be trained by it. God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, in an ever-changing world that I live in, help me to put my full focus on you. You are everlasting to everlasting, my God. You are the creator of all. Your love is everlasting. And you have unfailing kindness toward me. I know love because you loved me first by sending your son to this world for my sake. I know love when I look at Jesus, your son, who carried my sins and punishment on his body on that cross. He died and rose again for me. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please forgive me and make me your child today. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.